USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine has entered day 13. President Zelensky was on ABC News describing Ukrainian courage and resolve.
I'm sure that Ukrainians are prepared to stand against Russia for their entire lives. Even the cities that were occupied by a Russian military, they have seen the response and feedback from ordinary people. These ordinary people didn't have machine guns. This courage is something that is unprecedented, and Russian soldiers don't even have that courage.
Some 60,000 Sydney, Australia residents were under evacuation orders as heavy rains and flash flooding swamped much of Australia's largest city on Tuesday. The severe weather has lashed Australia's east coast since late last month and is blamed for at least 20 deaths. Daylight savings time kicks in this weekend. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a friend of work. It's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The United States continues to buy Russian oil as President Putin continues his aggression against his neighbor.
As the Biden administration continues to struggle on a decision whether or not to ban Russian oil in the United States, Senators Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, and Lisa Murkowski, the Republican from Alaska, have introduced legislation calling for a ban on Russian imports. Ohio Representative Mike Turner, speaking on Newsmax, said he 100% agrees.
Senator Manchin, Senator Murkowski are absolutely right, as is Speaker Pelosi. We need to stop the importing of Russian oil. I think there are absolutely veto-proof majorities in both the House and the Senate to accomplish this. Vladimir Putin has openly threatened the United States. We certainly shouldn't be his customer while he threatens us on the world stage.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is challenging the global food supply. Ukraine is a major exporter of corn and wheat. The two account for about 12% of the calories the world trades. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
The U.S. Department of Defense is reporting a man accused of attempting to join hijackers in carrying out the September 11th attacks has been allowed to go home in Saudi Arabia for mental health treatment after 2 decades detained in Guantanamo Bay. Mohammed Ahmed Al-Qahtani was flown back to Saudi Arabia as the department said he is no longer a threat after 20 years. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is back in the spotlight.
In his first remarks since stepping down, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said his ouster was motivated by politics.
My father, God rest his soul, used to say government is an honorable profession, but that politics can be a dirty business. Now that is especially true today when this politics out there is so mean and so extreme. When even the Democratic Party chooses to cancel people that they have a disagreement with.
Cuomo spoke at a Brooklyn church on Sunday. The Democrat was forced to resign after an independent probe found he sexually harassed nearly a dozen women and that he and aides worked to retaliate against an accuser. Cuomo told the congregation that his behavior wasn't appropriate, but he didn't violate the law. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A big hunk of space junk smashed into the dark side of the moon last week, and astronomers are quite excited about the fallout. An old rocket booster, once thought to be a SpaceX Falcon 9, now believed to be a Chinese mission, although China denies this. Scientists are waiting for the images, which will happen when they can get a camera over the area. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.